baby. Yeah, I shine like the moon, cause I'm a star that got it out the mud like the goons do. Never ask about the who's who, cause I stay connected like I'm Bluetooth. Rather Wi-Fi, I'm the high guy, and I stay fly like the skyline. I can look at my watch, it says my time. Peep the timeline, I can get timeline. I'm the God MC who got divine rhymes. I can make your shit, who wanna buy lines? I don't ghost rate, but I ghost think. Fucking with the ocean and you bound to make the boat sink. Animal wolf, fuck with the ghost think. Cause I never been a needy nigga. Let the light shine through you. Word to beady nigga. And I like to get to this money like I'm a greedy nigga.
Gotta let that light shine through you. Gotta let the light shine through you.
Be drunk.
So I'ma let that light shine through you.
Come on.
I'ma let the light shine through you.
It's through you, baby.
You know.
Peace and blessings. It's Sunday, April 21st, and it is Milwaukee Bucks playoff day. Let's go, Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. Yeah, I'm up early as hell. I went to bed at like 8 o'clock last night. I didn't even finish watching the Laker game. I don't know what it was, but I was just burnt out, tired. Yeah, I think I was asleep by, couldn't have been a little bit after 8 p.m. I was asleep. Yep, so I'm up now. Been up for, it is 3:02 a.m. Yeah, so that was about a 9-hour nap I took. So, yep, up, drinking the Colectivo coffee. It is Bucks playoff day. It's like Christmas. Got my Bucks gear on. Got to go to work for a couple hours, though. That's really why I'm up. So, gonna do that. May get some content together today, maybe not. I don't know, this might be about it. So I'm just gonna enjoy basketball and shit today. I think I've been talking a lot this week, so might roll a little music out or something. I don't know, might just get on here and just shoot the shit, you know what I'm saying, with Michelle or whatever for a few minutes when she gets up or something like that. But I think I'm going to just watch basketball today and just lounge, you know what I'm saying, and get back with y'all in a couple of days. Yeah, I think that's the plan today. Just chill, enjoy the playoffs, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, so I'll holler at y'all in the next day or two. Just wanted to say good morning to whoever might be listening. Yeah. Get out of here. I'm about to sit down, watch these highlights from the games last night, put the news on, sip on my coffee, and then go to work. I just got some trucks I got to help load and stuff, and then, yeah, that'll take me a couple hours. I'll be back home by 6 o'clock, and then go back to sleep for a couple hours, and then wake up and get ready for basketball. All right, so just wanted to say peace and blessings. Hope everyone's having a good weekend. Safe weekend. And with that, I'm gonna get out of here. Peace. Can I just say my baby's getting her cook on tonight? She's making pizza. What else? What all you making, baby?
Homemade pizzas, beef stroganoff. Charlie's dog.
Woohoo, Charlito. What all you, Michelle makes Charlie's dog food for him, like just straight up, like out from the mud.
Chef special is ground turkey, organic ground turkey. Sweet potatoes, but those are white yams, I guess.
We thought that was interesting. We ain't ever seen white yams before.
Oh, maybe they're turnips.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to taste one and find out because I
swear I was about to say that.
Yeah.
Should we try one?
Maybe when it's cooked, I will.
You got the cranberries? The craisins?
Dried cranberries.
I like craisins. Those are pretty good.
So he'll have the ground turkey, pearl barley,
pearl barley.
Mm-hmm. The yams. I'm gonna use up the rest of the sweet potatoes I have here.
Okay.
Diced avocado.
Nice.
And craisins and carrots.
Nice. I don't know
and
if
this
any.
Should be 2 weeks worth of food.
Okay.
Because it's 3 pounds of meat. And usually I only do 1 pound.
Right.
It's like a week.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Because it doesn't look like a lot, but when you add the barley and the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's good dog parenting, baby.
Yeah.
It is. Do you think it's weird that our cat likes raisins?
No, I don't think it's weird. Do you want me to give her a craisin?
Ooh, yeah, let's see if she likes craisins. Because, yeah, Marley likes raisins. That's the only kind of human food I'll give her. Oh, she likes like vanilla, like frosting, or would it be like the cream?
Oh yeah.
Like she likes like the filling, like
definitely
if it like Twinkie, like filling, like that kind of stuff.
Remember when she started foaming at the mouth?
Mm-hmm. Let's see if
just
she likes the craisins.
Just smelling the chocolate, she was foaming.
She might just kick it to the side. Yep, she's kicking it to the side. She doesn't like it, but she does like raisins. That's crazy. Minnesota's beating Phoenix 78-68 right now, third quarter. Game one, NBA playoffs. Charlie, your mom, what'd you say, baby?
Get it. Where'd you kick it to?
She's going after it now. She's gonna try. She saw the crazy move and she's gonna go after it now. Oh, we're super good on laundry soap now too.
Oh my god, like we have
ooh,
six
we got hell yeah, we got two big ass containers of them Tide Pods. Yeah. So I did some more digging. This is DBJ, Cold World Podcast. It's Sunday. Playoff basketball day for the Milwaukee Bucks. But before we get to all that, I wanted to do an episode follow-up. Remember, Michelle and I, if people heard the podcast from yesterday, from Saturday, we did, we discussed the MPS board, Milwaukee, you know, public school board, and what they're doing to Aisha Carr. And all that, and then we were discussing like, well, like who's in charge? Because Michelle was like, well, who's Dr. Keith Posey's boss? Because I was trying to tell her like, it's basically white people, you know, that are bothered by this, that think that basically don't trust black people, and they want to know where the money's going and all. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with wanting to know where money is going and all that, and funding and all that, and you know, if she did something wrong, they're saying like, because I'm reading, they were saying she might have like bugged somebody or whatever. I don't know, to get information. I don't know. I don't really know what that's about. But to me, I'm not going to say it's irrelevant. Well, it's irrelevant to the point I'm trying to make. You know what I'm saying? The point I'm trying to make is that these white people are the ones controlling. And when I say these white people, it's not saying white people are bad. My point is, again, is to prove that in most spaces, even here in Milwaukee, like when top decisions are being made, or people are being hired and fired for the most part, or people are being looked into, or, you know, all that kind of stuff. People that are like running and controlling and dominating the spaces that at the end of the day are making the real decisions, they're white people. And what's crazy too, before I get to going more into it, so I pulled up the Milwaukee Public School board. So the MPS school board members, I pulled their little sheet up. And it's crazy because, right, it says in their newsletter, it says,
Whether or not you have a child enrolled at NPS school or are an employee, all of our community members have a vested interest in what goes on at NPS. Let me say that again. And this is from NPS's newsletter. They wrote this, whoever wrote it. Whether or not you have a child enrolled at NPS school or are an employee, all of our community members have a vested interest in what goes on at NPS. So then why the hell can't Aisha Carr not care about kids that aren't in her district? That's crazy as hell to me, man. So the person that's like running and controlling everything, it's not Dr. Keith Mosley. He's like the second. He's second or third in charge. The person that's running all this, like the tippy top person, is that white lady, that Dr. Jill Underley. She don't even send her kids to public schools. She don't even live in Milwaukee. But they're all up, all sweating Aisha, basically now it sounds like, for not living in the district or whatever that she works for and shit like that. Man, that's so petty. That's so petty, they're upset about that. And I understand, like, if there's rules and stuff like that and shit like that or whatever, well, the rules are bullshit. You know what I mean? I just read that statement where and this is provided by their board. Whether or not you have a child enrolled at NPS school or are an employee, all of our community members have a vested interest in what goes on at NPS. So then what's the point of that statement? And like I said, like, there is, and I'm not trying to say these people are crooked. I'm not trying to say none of that. I'm trying to prove the point. Well, I'm not trying. I am proving the point that, once again, it's mostly Caucasian folks dominating, controlling spaces, making decisions, hiring and firing. That's what I'm saying. So here's their school board members. Okay. So this is the Milwaukee Public Schools school board members. Okay. So the first individual for District 1, her name is Marva Herndon, and she's the president. She's the president. Marva Herndon is the school board director for District 1. This is a black lady. So we have one black person so far. I'm just going down the list. District 2, this lady's name is Erica Simpson. Is S-I-E-M as in Mary, S-E-N as in Nancy. So it says, Erica Simpson, who was first elected to the board in April 2019, previously served the district as an elementary educator for over 30 years. Okay, that's cool, but white lady. It's a Caucasian lady, Erica Simpson. District 3. We have a black man. His name is Daryl L. Jackson. Daryl L. Jackson, who was first elected in April 20th. So he's brand new. Well, he's about a year old on the board. April 2023, is a proud NPS graduate of Milwaukee Trade and Technical High School. Graduated with an associate's degree of applied sciences from Anthem College and is a lifelong resident of the city of Milwaukee. That's cool, right? Nothing wrong with that. Okay, so we got two black people and one white lady first. District 4, Aisha Carr, black female. Aisha Carr, who was first elected in April 2021, is a Milwaukee native, single parent. Hold up. Put the brakes on. Why does that matter that she's a single parent? Why does that need to be written in as her bio or whatever, when they're describing her? It's a little three sentence paragraph. It's Aisha Carr, who was first elected in April 2021, is a Milwaukee native, single parent, lifelong educator, and youth organizer, currently serving as the Opportunity Youth Reengagement Director for the Silver Spring Neighborhood Center. Why do they need to write in here that she's a single parent? I don't see none of that written in here for no one else. And I'm sure they got kids. Yeah, that's crazy to me. They didn't put that nut down here for none of these white ladies on here. A single mom or single parent. Let me see. Yeah, so I don't like that already. All right, District 5, Jilly Golkalgandai. Then she's probably like Middle Eastern or something like that. So basically white. Because that's how they start acting a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? I heard somebody recently call like black bougie people, or you know, like black Republicans, you know, black people that act white or don't, you know what I'm saying, ain't in tune with like the rest of the black community and shit. He called them black Europeans. I thought that shit was so damn funny. I wish I could have came up with that one. But yeah, I'd be willing to bet this Jilly Golgandi lady is a Middle Eastern European. A brown European. Jilly Golgandai was first elected in April 2021. She attended public schools and then graduated from Marquette University, where she studied international relations, Spanish, and economics. Let me read a little more about her so I can kind of get some insight to where her heart is and what she thinks and feels about stuff. Because I'm going to assume like a lot of these board members probably are technically Democratic, but that don't always mean nothing, because sometimes they don't act, you know what I mean? Because to me, there's a difference. There's like black Democrats, and then there's like white Democrats, and then there's one, you know what I'm saying? And then there's like the liberal ones that are like in between a Republican and a Democrat and shit like that. I wish we could just have everything black and brown, from the legislature to all that, the state assembly, all that shit, because that's the only way laws and stuff are going to get changed more. And it's not going to be, people wouldn't be going in there doing it like specific, I'm going to make this law so it hurts white people and black. We would just naturally be like, because that's the thing, black and brown people, we're not into the business of taking things away from white people. You guys do that. Who's banning books? All the things that people are like taking away or trying to get rid of, or like it's Republicans, white individuals that are trying to get rid of things. Just look at it. I don't care if you don't like it or not. It's true. And it's the black and brown and most Democrats fighting against that stuff. What Democrat do you know is trying to take away American history or the British War or Brit Lit or whatever? What black people are trying to take that stuff away? There should be no British literature in fucking high school. I remember we took that shit in high school. And Brits were terrorists. So Director Golgokhani is proud of the work that enhances opportunities for students of Milwaukee Public Schools and the current work with students attending Escuela Vieja and Roger Street Academy. Director Golgandi currently works with the American Family Insurance Institution of the Equity and Education team focused on early childhood education, literacy, and high school graduation. She serves as the curator of the Milwaukee Global Shapers, a youth affiliate of the World Economic Forum, and has been involved with City Year Associate Board, STEM, Ford Board, and Axe Housing Board committees. Director Golgandi is the first South Asian woman to serve on the Milwaukee Board of School Directors. Okay, so she's South Asian. And her term expires in April 2025. Well, wherever your heart is, if you know what I'm saying, if your heart's in the right place, you better make sure you don't do nothing wrong or whatever, because your term expires in April 2025. I'm sure they'll have no problem getting rid of you unless you stay in line. You know what I mean? So let's see. Let's just go back. This is my opinion on this stuff, man. I don't care how people feel about that, man. Because nobody cared about how I felt when these people were telling me what to do, when to get up, when to eat, when to shit, when to sleep. Like, so I don't care about that kind of stuff, man. Because like I always say, you can turn my podcast off and go find another one. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of them. Okay, this next person is, okay, District 6. We have a Marcella Garcia. She's a Latina. Marcella Garcia was first elected in April 2021 as a proud alumni of Milwaukee Public Schools and the Bilingual Education Program. She brings broad experience in arts and culture, administration and education, philanthropy, and organizational sustainability. She seems pretty smooth just by what her bio says. She's probably a real Latina. She's probably real. Just from what I said, I'm just, you know. Okay. So far, you got one black lady, one black dude. No, you have two black women, but they're about to get rid of Aisha Carr, so you can take her off the list. You just look what they're doing. District attorney, like investigating all that shit. Those are white people in that office. There's some white man investigating her. Okay. So then this next person, District 7, Henry Leonard, white fella. Henry Leonard, who was elected in April 2021, has been a lifelong resident of the city of Milwaukee for all 63 years of his life. District 8, Megan O'Halloran, white lady. Megan O'Halloran, who was first elected to the board in April 2019, is a lifelong resident of the Milwaukee area and has called Milwaukee Southside home for over 15 years. Then you have another member. It says member at large. I don't really know what that means. Maybe they just go all around the state and they're kind of like the one advocate for each or for this district or some shit like that. I'm not member at large. Missy Zombor, definitely a white lady. Missy Zombor. Missy Zombor, who was first elected to the board in April 2023, has spent most of her adult working career fighting for working families in Milwaukee and public education. That sounds great, but it's a white lady. What does she know about black and brown kids or being black and brown? That's what I'll be saying, man. Like, and it ain't like, I'm not saying like some of these people's heart ain't in the right place, but it's a bunch of white people. So out of that board, was there 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So out of the 9 people, there's 1, 2, 2 black people. I mean, there were 3, but she's about to be gone. And Aisha's gonna get replaced with some white lady or some white man, watch. That's crazy as hell to me. That Jill Underly don't care about, she don't even live in Milwaukee. Who is this Jill Koala person? Jill Koala is the interim director / board clerk, white lady. And then the legislative policy manager, Christopher Thiel or Thal, white fella. So the majority of the people that are running this or that are involved in the board, you know what I mean? They're white. 80% of them are white. The district attorney who's investigating Aisha Carr, they're white. Those are white people. The comptroller in the city now is a white guy. The city attorney now is a white guy. That's what I'm trying to say, man. If Aisha Carr did something wrong and shit, like, then that's on her. Like, I'm not sitting here defending whatever may or may not happen. I'm here to prove the point of the people that are doing the investigating, that are making the decisions and doing all this shit, are white people. That's all I'm saying. Once again, they control and dominate most spaces. That's what I'm saying. So let's see who this Jill Koala person is. Yep, here she is. Jill Koala, white lady. I'm looking at her. Interim director, board clerk at Milwaukee Public Schools. So she went to Lakeland University. So she ain't even experienced Milwaukee Public Schools. Full-time, 15, interim director, November 2023. Associate board clerk, board policy and records manager. Yeah, white lady, keep control of the books, records manager. See what I'm saying? Legislation assistant, city of Milwaukee. Lakeland, college. You know what I'm saying? So, let's see who this other fella is. This Christopher Thiel, because he's the one, sounds like he's like the attorney guy and shit. What's this guy's name? Christopher Thiel. Christopher Thiel, MPS. Christopher Thiel, lobbying in Wisconsin, licensed lobbyist. Let's see what they're talking about. Just clicking on Christopher Thiel, Milwaukee Public Schools. Let's see what all he's been doing. Time summary report, principles. Yeah. So these are all white people. That's all I'm saying. So you don't stand a chance. You can't even make a mistake. You fuck up. And don't be surprised they try to get rid of Dr. Keith Posley too. Whenever his term is up. You know what I'm saying? Don't be surprised. Let me see when his thing is up. Dr. Keith Posley, MPS. Let me see. When's his term up? That's crazy as hell. Biography. I'm gonna see when his term is up. Yeah, this is the state superintendent of public instruction. So this is Keith Posey's boss. The Dr. Jill Underley was elected to state superintendent of public schools on April 6, 2021. She has a deep background in public education, but doesn't send her schools there, her kids there though. Dr. Committee. Yeah. I don't even need to read any more of that shit. Cabinet. Let's see her cabinet. Let's see Dr. Jill Underley's cabinet. Bunch of white people. Sorry. Don't be mad at me. I'm looking at them all right now. So, her board members, her cabinet. She has, well, you know, minus her. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. She has 10 people on her cabinet, minus her. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 of the 10 are white. 7 of the 10 are white. She has one black dude named Dimitri Beekman. And a black lady named Takara Lovings. Oh, wait. She does got two more black people. Dr. Kiana S. Jones and Dr. Daryl Williams, right? Doctor people. Like, she can't have nobody regular working up in there. You know. Wonder what their party affiliation is. Because there's a lot of black Republicans out here nowadays. That shit pisses me off, man. That bothers me, dude. That bothers me so much. Black Europeans. Yeah. So out of her, well, with her included, there's 3, 6, 9, 11, there's 13, there's 15 board members with her included. So I'm gonna count the whites. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 of the 15 are white. There's 3 black people. And then like 2 other, yeah, so it's there once again. White people dominate. They dominate control spaces. Cause they're the ones hiring, so they're gonna, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's, yeah. Councils and committees. State Superintendent Drug Abuse Programs, Brenda Jennings. State Superintendent Advisory Council of Charter Schools. State Superintendent's Advisory Council for Children Who Are Blind and Visually Impaired, Dan Wenzel, that's a white guy. State Superintendent Advisory Council for Children Who Are Deaf and Hard of Hearing, Ryan Goldner, that's a white guy. State Superintendent's Parent Advisory Council, Stacy Broach, that's a white lady. State Superintendent's Education Data Advisory Committee, Barbara Van Haren, that's a white lady. State Superintendent's Digital Learning Advisory Council, Laura Rauker, that's a white lady. Professional Standards Council for Teachers, Jennifer Camerud, white lady. Council of Library and Network Development, Barbara Van Haren, white lady. State Superintendent Skills Advisory Council, Jess Adamus, it's a white lady. State Superintendent's Advisory Council to Support Linguistically Diverse Students, Amy Mashiala, can't pronounce it, all white people. How are you going to have mostly white people controlling and making decisions where there's mostly black and brown kids, man? Come on, man. I'm about to go watch basketball, man. I'm out of here. Yeah. Yep. And like I said, I ain't saying Miss Aisha Carr, I ain't saying whether she did something wrong or right. I'm saying, look at who's doing the investigation. Look who's the one barking up all the trees. Look who's the one who have an issue with it. And then a lot of these white, even those people that the Milwaukee business community, the business leaders, all those white people that were, the Milwaukee greater business or whatever, you know, the ones that were basically going to be providing all or a lot of the money for MPS when the referendum got approved. Don't none of them live in Milwaukee. I'm going to look them up too later. Because those are white men. They had some white man out in front talking about that. I bet you he don't live in Milwaukee. That Jill Underly, she don't live in Milwaukee. And they're sitting here telling you it doesn't matter where we want you all to care about the community. Like that shit, man. Yeah, so I'm going to holler at y'all later. Peace.
Like without... So yeah, basically without... Obviously saying where you work at. How many black or brown people work at your place? And you work at a pretty good place. It ain't funny, but look how long it's like she's got to like think.
Well, I'm mentally going by floor by floor.
Oh, okay.
Because everybody's spread out.
Right.
Oh, but I want to say six.
Six total?
Yeah.
Out of how many people? About? Rough.
75.
Oh, my goodness. So you're saying six black and brown total?
Yeah.
Out of 75 people?
Yeah, maybe seven.
That's ridiculous. That's absolutely...
So 10%.
So one out of every 10 people there is black or brown. That's crazy as hell.
I will say...
That's a problem.
I will say, in the past couple of years, though, most of the hires have been minority.
Because but you know why that is, though? That's because of, like, right after COVID and all that shit, all the diversity hiring, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them white companies were looking up. They're like, oh, we don't have any black or brown people here. That's all that was. They were starting to hire people real fast. Because if you look, even when we were looking up the MPS school board, a lot of the handful of black and brown people they do have, those people are, like, recently hired. They ain't been there no more than a couple years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Six, seven people out of 75 people. That's not good. And you work at a very good place too. You know what I'm saying? Good money. And one person we know that worked there left. So, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, so if it's like, where are black people working in the city of Milwaukee? If you don't have a city job, if you don't work at one of these like top companies or whatever, you know what I'm saying? If you don't have like, or you're like a nurse or a doctor, you know, like a really good job, like where are you working, man? You're just doing little bullshit jobs, just making it. Spending 75% of your check on bills. Seven people out of 75. Yeah, that's a problem. Yep, but that school board, yep, that's...
Yo, Styles, talk to him. Time is up. Mine is fucked, trying to see clear, but think I got my blinders up. Not a horse, just a boss, and the grind is tough. On the pull-up bar, giant thinking mind is up. Yeah, I'm thinking, it's deep and I'm sinking. I'm looking at depth and I ain't even blinking. Smoking and drinking, partying hard. I'm around all these devils, but my body is God. My spirit is good, but my mind is fucked. Cause I wanna spread love, but the nine is tough. You know a bunch of dead men who lined them up. So I keep the circle tight and I fire it up.
Go so out. Much pain, a